Hey guys, Mosh Yunus here, and welcome to Digital Income Zone, episode 3 now. Been a while since I put out episode 2. Just been busy working on different funnels and things like that, which is not something most internet marketers do. But today I'm excited because I got Mario here. Mario's been a good friend, and an entrepreneur. And I thought, I think we met last year.
Sometime around the start of the year, maybe mid last year. I don't really know.
It's been a while. But needless to say, like since I've met Mario, I've just been impressed. I don't know if I've told you that, but but I've just been impressed because Mario is just an action taker. He just like he starts something, he just does it, and we'll talk about some of the results he's gotten in a little bit. But in just one of his businesses that he started four months ago. So he's done over $200,000 in just over 4 months with a new business. But I'll hand it over to Mario so he can introduce himself and just talk about how he got started, because you had a job in fast food.
Yeah, really interesting stuff. Basically, what happened was, I'll start from the start. I think it's really important for people that are watching this to understand that you don't have to be smart for you to be to be great. You really just need to make sure that you're taking action. So my story really started when I finished high school and I decided that I want to go to university, and I was going to actually do Bachelor of Science. I was going to major in physics and mathematics, and then I realized, you can't make money from that. I took a year off and I got into
And you can't have a life.
Then you can't have a life, yeah, totally. I wasn't the type of guy that was going to be in a lab for the rest of my life. I took a year off and I got into management. Actually, it was KFC, to be completely frank with you.
Yeah.
And from there, I hated that too.
So you were managing the staff at KFC?
I was managing, I think it was like at the time we were making $1.5 million. A year for the store, which is actually a pretty big deal. Like, most people don't understand how incredible it is to actually work in management in fast food, because if you really think about it, like, their systems are just so perfect.
Yeah, there's a lot to learn.
Yeah, totally. That if you go through, I reckon, 2 years as a manager in a fast food chain will give you a really deep understanding of business.
Yeah.
So I took a year off. I went, then I tried to do the whole, artistic kind of thing. And I did 3 years of Bachelor of Performing Arts. Realized that, as an actor, you really can't survive. So I, after that, I actually went back into management. I also got into sales. And did a lot of training for salespeople as well. Went as a personal trainer on cruise ships as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah, totally. Yeah. It was on the Norwegian Epic.
Yeah, because I remember seeing an ad for personal trainers doing that. Yeah. Going overseas on cruises and stuff. So you did that for 4 months, was it?
Yeah, I did that for about 5 months, actually. About 5 months. And in that time, I really, really fell in love with personal development. I know for a fact that we're going to be talking about that. Stick around. We're going to give you a few things and what you really should be focusing on later on for personal development. But I fell in love with personal development, but I didn't know where to start.
And who was the first person that kind of introduced you to
Tony
the world?
Robbins.
Tony Robbins, was it?
Yeah, yeah. Dude, like, if anyone who doesn't know who Tony Robbins is, like, you're missing out on
it. Yeah, I'm sure. I don't think that there's anyone who doesn't know who Tony Robbins at this point. I hope not.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. I hope for anyone that's watching this, if you haven't heard of Tony Robbins, you pause. Pause, because we'll watch this again later. But get on to Tony Robbins. So, I actually, I think it was a CD set of Unleash the Power Within or something like that, that I got introduced to. And I was like, I want what this guy's having.
Yeah.
And then I didn't know what personal development was, actually. I thought it was like one of those wanky self-help things that only like middle-aged divorced women would listen to or read. And so, after that, went back into sales at the start of this year.
So when I met you, you were doing, you were a part of a company, a network marketing company. So that's so that was kind of like affiliate marketing.
And that's what moved me into working for yourself.
Yeah. Because you were quite, were you successful with network marketing out of the gate?
From 0 to 400 people in my team in 4 months.
Yeah.
Got the company paid Mercedes Benz from
it. Yeah, well. I remember that. Yeah.
But the biggest thing for me was the fact that I didn't get the full satisfaction of it. Do you know what I mean? Like, Really awesome. Like, if you wanted to learn about entrepreneurships and you don't know where to start, get into network marketing.
Yeah, like, I personally would not do network marketing now, but I actually recommend it to people because for someone who, I've been around for like 5-6 years in this world, like our world, personal development and business entrepreneurship, but if someone just getting started, I would recommend them to just join it. They probably won't make much money, to be honest, because it's hard to make it work, but it's going to get them around the right people, the entrepreneur spirit, the personal development teachers, all that, and then they need that as a base to be able to do, as an example, what 100%. You've done now.
Yeah. And you'll find any professional out there, any entrepreneur will actually tell you that 80% of your time should really be spent on lead generation and sales.
Mm.
And what's network marketing all about? Lead generation and sales.
And it's the hardest type of lead generation and sales.
It's the hardest type of lead generation. It's really funny because they always talk about the fact that marketing and advertising is now dead. It's all about word of mouth. I think that's really, really funny.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. So what was like one of the most embarrassing things? Is when people getting started with network marketing, they do some stupid things. Yeah. So for example, some people, I remember a guy that I really respect is Dave Wood, who started Empower Network.
Yeah.
I mean, as I said, I don't like network marketing, but I like that guy, and he tells a story of he used to go to what's that, Walmart in America?
Yeah.
Yeah. We live in Australia, if you're not aware, but he used to go to Walmart. Yeah. If you can't tell, he used to go to Walmart and approach people and say, you know, do you keep your business options open and things like that? And that's how he would try and get leads, which I just found hilarious. What was like, was there anything embarrassing that you did to get leads in network marketing?
Look, no, dude, here's the thing. It's I'm just so good at being able to make connections because I genuinely just want to make friends. So one of the biggest things that I always used to tell people is that focus on finding more friends because it's a win-win situation. If they want to get started with your business, awesome. You've got a new business partner. If they don't, awesome. You've got a new friend.
Yeah.
And that's really my approach. And it
kind of takes
really,
the pressure off.
Yeah, totally. Just really laid back, really chilled out. You know, the whole idea was really just to inspire people so that you create an attraction model as opposed to like a pushing model.
So it sounds like you succeeded really quickly with network marketing because you're a people person. So you like, you 100%. Know, mingling in communities and stuff
definitely,
like that.
Like I thrive off networking.
Yeah. Things. So you're kind of a unique case. That's probably why you succeeded so quickly. Like the average person network marketing fails miserably.
at the end of the day, look, I even had people in my team that was just socially awkward, but the fact that they wanted it so bad that they made it work. So you know, that just goes to show to you that anyone and everyone can actually do it.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of how quickly. So and it's just the right resources in terms of personal development and actually actioning the personal development. I think that's what the main problems are. People take on, like in network marketing, people take on personal development, but they read it and they get inspired by it. They talk the talk, but they don't walk the walk.
Yeah.
And that's really where the secret is. It's really just going out there and taking action. In fact, my business partner wrote a 40,000 word book in 2 weeks. Wow. About taking action, and that's an epitome of taking action. It's like he failed English in high school.
Yeah I'm going to take action by reading a 40,000 word book.
Well, he wrote the 40,000
book. Yeah, but for people that want to take action, they should probably just take action, not read the book, right?
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Or at least read one thing, learn a principle, then action that principle, then perfect that principle, and then go back.
Yeah, it's kind of like the people on YouTube where they watch videos about how to stop procrastinating. It's like they're watching a video about how to stop procrastinating. That's what they're doing. Yeah.
But yeah, and then so, you know, in terms of network marketing, I got into network marketing, really, really loved what the culture was like, but then I knew that there was something that there was so much more, and I really wanted to create my own thing.
Yeah.
You know, in network marketing, they talk about entrepreneurship and they talk about owning your own business, but at the end of the day, if that company went bust, then, you know,
it's because it's not your business.
Yeah, it's not my business. Yeah. So there's no room for innovation, and I'm really big. Like Tony Robbins talks about the human needs, and I'm huge in variety. So if I was to sell just one thing continuously, like I'd get bored. Yeah. So, you know, I love the whole idea of innovation. I love the whole idea of, you know, creating something from nothing, which is something that we'll actually talk about in the end. So I got into personal development even more so. I actually started investing in myself. In fact, from the start of this year to now, I've probably invested about $50,000 on personal development.
Wow.
And I say investment because the return of the investment has just been absolutely huge. And that's where I met my business partner. We went through the whole entire funnel of the course. Went from self-mastery, learning how to completely remove the barriers in your subconscious mind, learning how to, and then gone into team mastery where we really learned how to create a, building a powerful team, and then from there we did Lead the Movement, which is essentially like a course where we learned how to speak.
This is Tony Robbins' course?
No, this is another course.
Separate?
A separate course, and we learned how to basically create a TED Talk.
Okay.
And how to, you know, create a powerful talk where not only does it teach, but it also inspires.
Yeah, that's a very powerful skill to learn. Yeah. I mean, influence is like, and persuasion is the number one thing.
It's the number one.
If you master that, there's basically nothing that you can't do in life. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, selling, and that's another thing, a lot of people are scared of selling, and in actual fact, if you don't learn how to sell, you will fail in life, because it's not just about money, it's about relationships, it's about family, it's about everything.
And it's funny, because if you are telling yourself that you can't sell, you're actually selling yourself that you can't sell.
Yeah.
So
you've sold yourself that idea.
Grant Cardone talks about sell or be sold.
And, yeah, I love that guy.
He's a major hustler. I respect the amount of work that this guy puts in. But yeah, I think it's just really funny, because at the end of the day, selling is, if you are doing the best way of selling, not, you know, we're not selling bow ties here. We're selling services. We're selling products that actually, you know, help people.
Yeah.
So selling to me is just, shifting one situation into a better situation. That's it. And showing them that situation is going to be better for them.
Yeah.
Like that. That's really it.
Yeah.
If you think about, you know, writing copy, they just tell you how your situation can get better and how taking action can get better. You get onto a sales call, you get into a sales meeting. It's literally just, here's the situation. Here is a better situation. Are you willing to take it?
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. As well as identifying their problem. Dan Kennedy, who I read a lot of his stuff. Have you heard of Dan Kennedy?
No.
Yeah, so Dan Kennedy is like a big copywriting guy. He's like, I think he's like the highest paid copywriter in the world.
Wow.
You've heard of Frank Kern. So Frank Kern, Dan Kennedy was his teacher.
Okay.
And so Dan Kennedy, he's got this, I don't know if he invented this or a lot of people talk about it, but he's got this thing where it's a formula for copywriting where it's just so simple, and it's three steps. So you identify the problem.
Yeah.
So if I want to sell you something, I identify your problem, like Mario, do you want to pack on muscle, right?
Yeah.
So it's like you're struggling to pack on muscle, blah blah blah, you can't eat enough, blah blah blah. Mm-hmm. And then the next step is you agitate the problem. Mm-hmm. So you grab your finger and you grab salt and you really squeeze it. Yeah. And so I'm like, you're not getting the chicks that you want in your life. Imagine 10 years from now what's going to happen if you don't put on muscle. You're just going to be a skinny weakling, like blah blah blah. You know what I mean? You really agitate the problem, and then the last step is you introduce your solution.
Yeah.
So that's like selling can be that simple. And then you take away the risk. Yeah, I mean, that's like the framework, and then there's little sources that you put into to make it more powerful. But like if someone just remembers that thing, you can basically sell anyone. Like, what is selling? It's giving someone a solution to a problem.
Totally.
So you identify the problem, you tell them what's going to happen if they don't get it fixed, and then you give them the solution. It's like that simple.
Absolutely. So
you didn't start off, obviously, to make money, you need something to sell, right? So you didn't start off with something to sell. So you start off network marketing, and then that gave you the springboard, the personal development, the culture.
Totally.
And then now 4 months ago, you've started your own service. Now you're consulting with businesses to help them grow.
Absolutely. So what we do is we actually help entrepreneurs who are absolutely passionate about what they do, but are feeling lost, take their businesses to the next level with killer strategies online and offline. And we work predominantly with life coaches and personal trainers.
Yep.
Purely because, like, one works with the mind to change lives, one works with the body to change lives.
Yeah.
Like, I just think...
I didn't think about that. Yeah,
such absolutely phenomenal people to work with. So, our goal, our mission for Winning International is to, in 10 years, to be able to raise $1 billion for charity.
Yeah. Wow.
The crazy thing is that we haven't figured out which charity it is yet, because it's not one of those things that you need to figure out now. But we know for a fact that in 10 years' time, we're going to be able to do that to help eradicate poverty in the world, because I came from the Philippines and I've experienced it firsthand.
Mm. So you were born in the Philippines?
Yeah, I was born in the Philippines.
Oh,
I came
to
Australia when I was 11 years old.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, and also, stopping animal cruelty.
Mm.
We don't know how we're going to get there yet, but that's what entrepreneurs do, right?
Like, yeah.
I think I put up a photo on Facebook, and a whole heap of people actually absolutely loved it. But it was, entrepreneurship is jumping off a cliff and building a plane falling down. Or something like that.
Like finding a parachute or something like that. You just jump off.
Yeah, you just jump off and figuring out your.
Yeah, figure it out. So, yeah.
Yeah, and that's what we did. Like that's what we did with Winning International. We were like, we've got no, we really don't have a product, but we know for a fact that we can transform people.
So.
The really interesting thing is, and a lot of you guys that are watching this right now are probably thinking, I need to have a product, I need to have a product. But the whole idea is really sell, perfect, and scale instead of perfect, sell, and scale.
Yeah.
So what we did was we actually ran a course. We did a one night, in, our very first night, our first intro night. We knew that we were going to, we had the outline of what the product is going to be, but we didn't, we haven't built it yet. We didn't have any expectations from the internet that we had, but we sold $5,000 worth of package in 3 hours. So we made $5,000.
What were you selling?
It was our 8 week incubator.
Oh, the Yeah,
it was the incubator for Winning International.
Yeah. And so that cost $4,000.
No,
$5,000.
Initially, it was because it we were just testing it. It was in the beta phase.
It was
$1,000.
Okay, $1,000. Yeah.
And we told the guys that the ones that are jumping on. That this is, we are at testing phase, we are going to help you and we are going to make you money, and then once we've improved it, we're going to put you in again.
Yeah.
So it's,
so they get like the extra,
removing the risk.
Yeah,
removing the risk. So instead of them having to pay, you know, right now our price point is at 4K because we've spent hundreds and hundreds of hours on it. The guys,
and you get people 10 times the investment.
Totally.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we give people at least 10%.
Yeah, so this is like a big mindset shift where a lot of people sell their time for an hour or whatever. But where Mario's excelled is that he understands that you're not selling time, you're not selling a book, you're not selling time, you're selling results. And so a lot of people don't have the confidence like you to charge them a $4,000 or whatever, but you've found that confidence because you know that you can deliver 10 times the result.
Totally. And it's the whole idea of future funding. And again, for the ones that are still working an hourly wage, it just I need you guys to understand that there is a cap on the whole thing, that you've only got 24 hours in a day and you still need to sleep.
Like even if you earn $100 an hour, there's still a cap on your, you're not going to be able to.
Absolutely. Yeah. And even if your services are on an hourly rate, say for example as a personal trainer, again there's a ceiling for that.
Yeah.
You know, you can only train so much. Like even the best personal trainers out there, if you're doing a one-on-one, there is a conflict of interest. Because if you really think about it, you like the quicker you get results for a client, the less money you'll be able to make. But at the same time, if you switch around a client's perspective, the more you pay, like the more you really should be getting the result. And this is the reason why I tell people to actually charge by result.
Yeah.
Charge by result, first of all, so that the customer, the client, actually knows exactly what's going to happen, what the outcome of it is going to be. So that you don't feel bad.
Yeah, that's a win-win situation. Like it forces you to be on your game because now you have to get results,
and
basically, or you don't get paid.
Innovative, so that you can do it in a more efficient manner.
Yeah.
At the same cost.
Yeah.
It just makes sense. So for the ones that are selling, if you're watching this and you're an entrepreneur and you're selling per hour, don't sell per result. You can charge more and be even more innovative.
Yeah, and this is because, I mean, what you're doing now is you're selling a service in some way, so consulting.
Yeah.
And this is a great way because a lot of people don't have a product. They, you know, they're not an expert on anything.
Mm-hmm.
And the thought of like writing a book or, I mean, because that's how I got started, Mario.
Yeah.
I sat, because I was a personal trainer, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, I was doing like 25 or 30 sessions a week. So these were half an hour sessions, which is like, it's a lot, but it's not, because I had some friends who were doing 50 sessions a week at half an hour and they were earning good money, but like they were just drained and like they couldn't keep that up.
Exactly. And that's what doesn't make sense to me, because personal trainers, I feel so sorry for them because they have to wake up at
like 5 o'clock in the morning,
and then go home at stupid o'clock at night, and then there's this massive gap in between where some of them probably will take naps.
Yeah, well, I was taking a nap while I was going to like the shopping center or something, and the whole day just gets swallowed and you just feel exhausted.
It's really all about understanding how can you leverage your skills in the best way possible so that it's a win-win-win situation. Like it's a win for you, it's a win for your business, it's a win for your clients. And just it's all about learning how to innovate.
Yeah. So where someone can start off, for example, if they don't have a product, is they can start off, number one, as an affiliate. So you can be an affiliate of someone else's product, or you can just sell a service. So as an example, Mario's gone off and he got some results with business, and so now he's coaching people and consulting. Mm-hmm. And so you wouldn't have to, like, if you were to start this now, you could just sell consulting without having to create a product, right?
Yeah, 100%.
So that's a way to get started instantly and start making money. So you can either start as an affiliate or selling services, yeah. And those are two really easy ways to start a business straight away. And if you're selling high ticket stuff, which as Mario said, is quite easy to do when you're selling a result. If you can promise someone a result and you can put your money where your mouth is, you can sell very high ticket things like $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $10,000 or higher, as we'll talk about soon.
$25,000 for us.
Yeah, exactly. You're going to sell some $25,000 and even $100,000 masterminds down the line.
Yeah, totally.
And you can do that once you have the results and once you've built it up.
And it's the idea of future funding. It's future funding. It's when you actually sell the result to your client and you know for a fact that you're going to get the result for them, regardless of whether...
if they take action.
When they take action.
Because you're going to force them.
And the really cool thing about being able to really back yourself up so well is that, I forgot who said it, but when you really know your stuff and you back yourself up so well, it's no longer a qualification process, it's now a disqualification process.
Yeah.
You're actually just disqualifying people from your program. It's just a really awesome place.
And that's a breath of fresh air, because a lot of people are scared of being sold. And so if you come from the position of, well, you know, if we can work together, we will. If you're not a good fit, then, you know, you're going to walk away with some value anyway. Totally. So that's a good frame to have. So now we've talked about how we're going to earn money, which is you can either have a product. So for example, I wrote an ebook. I was a personal trainer, and I said, well, instead of doing one-on-one sessions, I can write a guide with what I was teaching people anyway, one-on-one. Mm-hmm. And once I've written that book once, now I can sell that over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
And now that, like we've talked about, that's like now making me $1,000 a day. I've just cracked that barrier. I was at like, $300 a day for a while. Now it's actually gone past $1,000 a day. I'm not actually having to do any extra work. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, if you come over, I don't work very hard. Yeah, passive income. I want to work hard anyway, because that's a habit that I want to instill. But on that business, I probably work like an hour a day or something like that. It's $1,000 a day now. Yeah. And so the first option is you can create a product. You can write an ebook. You can create a video course, which is as simple as just having a PowerPoint and running through points. I mean, information is the most valuable commodity in today's world.
Yeah. I'm going to push that a little bit more, though. The fact of the matter is, what people need to understand is that the value isn't so much as in the information. The value is in the transformation. So if you actually help transform people, that's where you know you'll be able to receive that, because money is just a way to measure the amount of work and the amount of people.
It's a transfer of value. Yeah,
totally.
Yeah. So they've got so now they're either going to create their product, which I mean, or you can outsource. I mean, you can just outsource the entire product in a week. Yeah,
so like I know a few people. Look, we don't do this ourselves, but I know a few people that actually outsources their ebooks that they're going to sell.
Yeah.
And they can put,
because now you're getting an expert. I mean, as a business owner, you don't want to be tied like inside your business. You can, all an entrepreneur really is, you come up with an idea. Once you've got the idea, now you can hire an expert to write an ebook for you, or create a video course, or an audio course, or an app, or a software, whatever it is.
I call it being an architect.
Yeah.
You being able to grab an A4 piece of paper.
That's where it all starts.
And just map out your plan.
Yeah.
And if you can't map it out in one page, I truly believe that it's too complicated.
Too complicated, understand. Like, that's where all my... See that whiteboard over? That's where every single idea that I have that starts. You know what I mean? It all starts... That's where million-dollar ideas start.
I think it was Ryan Dice, actually, that had a photo that he put up on Facebook. He had, like, the million-dollar napkin.
Yeah. Ryan Dice is just a badass, just isn't he? The guy's just a machine.
It's just a machine. Yeah, just a total machine. But yeah, I mean, look, just start off with that. And if you've got nothing at all, get into a sales position. Get into a sales position where you get commission.
Yeah, because that's going to switch your mindset from swapping time for money to actually, making commissions, earning what you get.
Working hard for it. And then from there, understand that each and every single one of us actually has the power to help people. And the moment that you really understand that, whatever it is that you want to help people with, you package it as a $1,000 course. Yeah, where you'll get 10x in return. It doesn't have to mean that they'll get 10x back, like $10,000 back. But most people don't understand that the investment is a combination of three things, like money, time, and emotions. So if they'll get 10 times the return in positive emotions, or 10 times in return of freeing up time or whatever it is, or longevity or something like that, you know, as an exit, like, you know, personal trainers as an example, they can charge $1,000 because it's
a core desire. Like there's Eben Pagan talks about this a lot, which is there's three big markets that so you've got money and finances and stuff like that. So all your for example digital income zone, what target market is this? Is people that want to make money online, so that's a core desire, fits under that money and finances. And then you've got health and fitness, and then you've got relationships. Relationships, everything comes under that, like, you know, parenting, everything to do with relationships. And then there's like another one, which is hobbies, but it's got to be, that's a dangerous one because it's got to be really, like, you got to focus on rabid buyers. So if you focus on someone that's like, you know, people that want to learn how to knit, it's just not, it's not a very urgent market, right? But if you focus on people
it's a niche, don't get me wrong.
Yeah, it's a niche, which just I wouldn't go into it.
But it doesn't mean that it's a really profitable.
Yeah, so if people want to make the big money, you got to go into one of the big markets, right? So money, health, fitness, relationships, you know, like one of the massive products is online at the moment is teaching people how to get their ex-girlfriend, ex-boyfriend back. Or ex.
Really?
Yeah, that's like one of the biggest. Yeah, there's people making like 10, 20 grand a day selling books on how to get your ex back. So it's like, why? Because it's in one of those big niches, relationships.
Cool.
So that's the first. The first step is obviously choosing a niche market for people that are just starting off from scratch. You got to choose a target market for you. You've chosen personal trainers and life coaches.
Yeah.
And then the next step is you got to get something to sell them, or so that can either be your own product or service, an affiliate product, or a service consulting, something like that. And then the next step is you got to have a modality for selling it. So you got to have a website, and this is where a lot of people get stuck up. They're like, well, you know, how am I going to get a website? And it's going to cost me $4,000 or something like that.
My business partner actually used to run a digital agency.
Digital agency, yeah.
And he would charge between $5,000 to $10,000 for a website. But
and this is what people are scared of because they think that that's what they need.
It's really funny though because it would probably cost you at most $200. To create,
if you really want to go high end,
I mean, there are, you know, cheap ones that are okay. You know, you can, I don't know if I can name drop, but like, you know, there's a few people that have paid. Get started with WordPress if you want to.
Yeah, I mean, like if we take a look here, Mario, there's if we go to a site called called ThemeForest.com, ThemeForest.com. So if we go to this site, this is basically a site that it's a marketplace for templates for themes. So you install WordPress, which is free. You need a domain name, which is like $10. If you get a coupon, it's like $2. So you get a $2 domain name like www.mario.com or whatever, and then you get hosting, which is like $5 to $10 a month when you're first getting started. The more traffic you get, it gets expensive. But then you just need WordPress, which is free. You get it from WordPress.org, and then you get a theme. So if I have a look here, like I can just sort this. So WordPress, I can just go to like the blog magazine. Look at these, $43, $58. So you don't have to spend thousands of dollars. And there's free options as well. I mean, this is just the premium stuff, which I kind of recommend. You got to take your business seriously.
Definitely.
Yeah. So this is how simple it is to get a website online. And then for marketing pages, which is the real, I mean, that's the real leverage right there. You need marketing stuff. So there's stuff like Optimize Press, which they can get for $100.
Yeah. $97, I think it was, $97 or $99.
Yeah.
They've got three websites that they can have, and then unlimited landing pages. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, think about like a decade ago, how much you would have to pay to like get a business off the ground. Today, you can spend $97.
Yeah, a decade ago, actually, I was creating websites with Notepad.
Oh, really? Yeah. I remember when I was doing that as well. You're like HTML and stuff.
HTML code. It was badass. I was like, Now it's just
it's three clicks.
Yeah, three clicks. It's just drag and drop. That's what's so good about Optimize Press. Like you got to have a bit of an eye for design. But all you need to do is figure out like which companies out there have websites that work, and then just model off that.
Well, that's one of the biggest things. That, I mean, we could just talk for hours. This is just like a raw conversation here. Yeah, but this is like one of the things. It's dripping a little bit. So this is one of the biggest things, modeling success. Yeah. Like there's no real need to reinvent the wheel. If I wanted to become a dentist, I just go find a dentist and see how they did it. If I wanted to become a painter or whatever it is, like a singer, if I wanted to become a movie star, I'm not going to just do trial and error. I'm going to go find someone who succeeded and then model them, see what they did and how I can do it as well. It's the fastest way.
And then I take on, I'm really big on this concept of trumping. Take on what someone's done really, really well, model that and do it better.
Improve it,
And improve it. It's just really, like, I just call it trumping. It's just such a cool concept because it's like you not only learn, but then you can also look at it in an outside point of view. This is how I actually do a lot of my learnings. It's what have I learned, but also how did they deliver it and how can I deliver it better?
Yeah. And that's what I love about online, because like there's just so many examples and things that you can look at where like every business that is in the world is basically online now, so you can architect their entire business and then see how you can improve it.
Totally.
Whereas a long time ago you wouldn't really be able to do that. You can't just like knock down someone's warehouse and see how they do business. So
that's still illegal now.
So people are kind of scared of getting up a website. We've talked about how easy that is with something like, and then there's things like lead pages now, which is like just blown up out of proportions. They just got like $5 million in investor money.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're just blowing up. And then there's this new thing, ClickFunnels, coming out. There's like a million tools, guys, with in 3 clicks, you can choose a template, change the text and get a website up. So that's not really an excuse anymore for people, right? And so let's say now for the people that they've chosen a niche market, they want to quit their job or they want to take their business to the next level. They've chosen a big niche that they know is proven to make money.
Mm-hmm.
And now they've decided whether they want to be an affiliate, or at least they want to start off as an affiliate, create their own product, like a book, a video series, a software or whatever, or they can offer a consulting, a service where they do it for people or with people. They've got up a website. And so now they've got something to sell. They've got a website.
Yeah.
And now it's really time to start getting people to that website. Yeah. So traffic and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So the average person, I kind of draw this. So they've got like an ad or traffic. Oh, this is going to be a disaster. So they've got an ad or traffic, and then it goes to their like sales page that they've done with Optimized Press or whatever.
Yeah.
And this is like, you know, a mum who's made a book on yoga or something like that, and she's selling her book for $29.
Yeah.
And so she's sending traffic to that, and it maybe the average page online for like these types of pages converts at like 1%. That's the industry average.
Mm-hmm.
So 100 people go to your site, one person's going to buy on average.
Yeah.
And so if she's paying for that traffic,
that they've got to have really crap copy then. If it's 1%,
well, that's the average. Yeah, 1%. It's like it's actually between 0.5 and 3%, like somewhere between there. An average one is going to convert at 1%. Mine convert, like, it depends on how targeted the traffic is.
Yeah, totally.
Like a lot of old school direct, the old dogs, they talk about what matters for conversion. So you've got, oh man, I can't remember the exact number, but it's like 30%, 30% copy. So that it, like when you're talking about the equation, 30%, that's how important copy is. And then 30% is the offer.
Yep.
So we'll just put a C here, O, and then what do we got left? So that's 60, we've got 40% left. And 40% is what they call the list, but really this could be anything. So it's really the people. Because you can sell anything. Like, have you seen that book, Sell to a Hungry Crowd or something like that?
Feed a Starving Crowd.
Feed a Starving Crowd. So how much easier is it to sell to a starving crowd than it is like someone that doesn't really, like, nice to have, they don't really need it. So 40% is really who you're selling to. How starving are they? And then 30% is the offer. Like, if I make you an offer that you just, I mean, you'd be stupid to refuse. I can have pretty just rubbish copy and I'll still be able to sell it because it's just a great offer.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if McDonald's is selling a burger for like 10 cents, they don't need to really have great copy to sell it. It's just a great offer. You know what I mean? Or if you've got like,
you just have to have a photo, 10 cent burgers, dude. Yeah.
Yeah. Or if you've got like an insane guarantee, like if you do what I show you how to do and you don't like get the result, then I'm going to give you 10 times your money back, like a crazy guarantee, then that's a great offer. You don't have to have great copy to do that. You don't have to be Dan Kennedy. But let's say, so the average is 1%.
Yep.
Because again, not everyone's going to be starving for what you're selling.
Yeah, definitely.
And so you're just going to get a lot of people clicking and not buying. So 1%. but she realizes that she can't get profitable selling her yoga book because she's got one product, it's $29. If she's buying traffic from Facebook or YouTube or whatever it is, or Bing, it's just she's paying like 50 cents, a dollar, like click price is going up because it's getting more competitive online. A lot of the big companies are coming online.
Soon enough.
So she can't get profitable.
Yeah, soon enough I reckon Facebook
it's going to get expensive.
A little bit more expensive. It's going to get to Google AdWords.
Yeah, yeah. And that's what happens. Yeah, it's like a cycle. Like before with traditional media, that's exactly what happened as well. It starts off cheap as the competition rises. Yeah. Totally. So she can't get profitable selling one product. So what's, in your opinion, like what's the solution to this problem?
Funnel.
Yeah, like, you need a
seriously,
funnel.
Seriously, just optimize the funnel. And the funny thing is that people just focus so much on that front end thing, which is great, don't get me wrong, but you can really just get that, understand that from there you've got so much more to give. You really do. So I'm just going to use this yoga mum as an example. The yoga mum, not only, well, obviously they've got the ad, they've got the landing page of the book. People buy the book. You can then extend that so much more to, then that's when they opt in with their details and then create another product where they've got a membership site, and that'll be a higher end cost.
Yeah.
And then from there you can do like, you can then take them through the funnel because that membership site is absolutely phenomenal. They then have an opportunity to go to a retreat or something, like a yoga retreat.
So instead of the yoga mom sending traffic directly to the sales page, what she should be doing is sending it to what's called a capture page or an opt-in page or a squeeze page. It's got different wording, where she can ask, you know, she can give away something for free, free value. So she can say, here's two yoga poses, or I don't know what they do.
The biggest
and
thing
she can give
that
away for free.
Tell people is to actually, you really should be doing education-based marketing.
Yeah,
so, or authority marketing, some people will call it, where you've got an ad to something that is free value, and that free value is actually so valuable to them that most people would actually pay for it.
Yeah.
So, like a four-part video series of, you know, the basics of yoga or something like that, that most people would actually have to pay, you know, 20, 30, 40, 50 bucks for.
Yeah.
So, it's something that's ridiculously good, but it's for free, and then just have another two levels after that. So
yeah, and then they get that free thing and they're like, whoa, like, well, if this is for free, like, imagine what I'm gonna get if I give this lady some money. So then they buy the ebook, and that's like $29 or whatever, like something like that. And then now they've bought the, so they've gotten the free value, like, wow, this lady really, you know, knows what she's talking about, I got value for free, I'm gonna buy her ebook. And now some people are gonna be like, well, it would be great if I could actually like follow along with this lady and maybe just watch her on video or something like that, and I could do it with her. So she can come up with an upsell, which is the idea of a funnel, where they buy the ebook and then it's like, well, would you also like to watch videos instead of just reading the yoga guide?
So
you can do it with her.
What I believe in is that people should actually be creating products where it's going to give results. So, you know, after the ebook, which is a great starting point for people, after the ebook, then what she can actually do is create like either a six, 8 or 12 week course online, if she wants to, and then from there she's actually going to provide a result.
Yeah. So, and the great thing about that is if you're doing like what you did with the incubator, if you're doing an 8 week course or a 12 week course, you don't have to create all 12 weeks.
No, you don't.
Straight away, you can start. You can create week one and start selling it, and then as people are going through it, you can create week two and with them, because so it's actually better for them because you're getting feedback as you go.
Exactly how it should be. So what happens is you sell them. You've got a framework of what you think it should be, but at the end of the day, when you actually sell people into the course, you then have a really good understanding of what they need to do in order for them to transform, and then from there you tailor it in a way where they actually will get maximum result from it. And then from there you then create the next level, because they want to keep working with you. At the end of the day, if they want to give you money because you're going to help them transform their lives, keep doing it.
Yeah, and people always want to ascend to the next level. It's like just a natural progression.
Totally.
Yeah. So now she's got a free thing that she's giving away.
Yep.
Like, let's say she's going to give away free yoga posts. She's going to give away two video tutorials or something like that. Now she's got an ebook that she sells. I don't know what kind of arrow that is.
Yep.
So this is the ebook. So it's $27.
Just pretend that's $27.
Yeah, just pretend that that's a two.
Yeah.
Just for fun. And then now she's got an upsell, which says, So this is going to be an 8-week yoga video thing.
Yep.
And this is going to be like, this can be like, you know, $67, $87 or something, because it's more personal.
I'd actually make it $997.
$1,000?
Yeah, totally.
Well, maybe we can have this video course so that she's not involved, and then here we can have the $1,000 product.
Yep.
So, and that's going to be like personal contact with her, as well as like multimedia and stuff.
Absolutely.
For people, and maybe this is like, because $1,000 in the yoga market, it's a little bit different, because so the people that are starting off here, maybe they're just consumers. They just want to learn. They want to get healthier. They want to learn how to do yoga.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then they get here, and then they realize by this time they've gone through this 12-week course, and then they just like really start to get results and stuff like that. Yeah. They're like, maybe I can teach yoga. Mm-hmm. And so maybe she can sell like a certification program or something where she can teach them how to start a yoga practice, and she can sell that not only for $1,000, she can sell that for like $4,000, $5,000, $10,000.
Absolutely. For that course. And then what happens is then she can actually bring it to the next level, where she can create a mastermind of how to really maximize their businesses and have a 12-month mentorship for $10,000.
Yeah. So it's like we've just taken something that's, most people would not say that there's money in yoga. Like it's, at most, people would probably think you could sell a $10 book.
Yeah.
But we've just taken this, and you could literally create $1 million business from that, with that funnel.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
And now when you have that, you've got like a $27 ebook, you got an $87 video course, you got a $1,000 program with her, which is like working with her. And so now you can spend so much more money on your ads.
Absolutely.
Because you're getting so much more money on the back end. Now,
totally.
Now let's say someone doesn't have their own product. I just delete all this stuff.
Yep.
And you. So let's say someone doesn't have their own ebook,
mm-hmm.
And they just want to start off as an affiliate.
Yep.
So what they would do? So they've got their ad, or however you're getting traffic. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
Maybe some people are doing SEO. They're doing YouTube marketing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a million ways to get traffic.
Oh, yeah.
So now, because they don't have their own product, they're still going to send them to a lead capture page. So they're still going to give something away for free,
yep.
Which is really easy to create. Maybe we can talk about that next time. But now they're going to send them to an affiliate product. Yeah, it's leaking, is it?
Yep, affiliate product.
So we're going to send them to an affiliate product after they opt in. And then mm-hmm. when someone buys this, the yoga mom gets 75% commission.
Yep.
And now they're on her email list.
Yep.
And so she can recommend affiliate products through an autoresponder,
yep.
or on a newsletter or something like that. And so over 30 days, she can calculate how much she makes over that 30-day period. So that's a different type of funnel. And
yep.
now she can still be able to afford more on advertising. So the main thing is that we need a back end, right? We can't just, especially in today,
so
where click price is expensive, we can't really make profit on just the front end.
And it's boring.
Yeah.
It's boring to just have a front-end product.
Yeah.
Like, you want something that's exclusive. You want something that you could really help, really have that massive transformation with people. Because, you know,
yeah.
at the end of the day, just an ebook is still respectable in a sense, but
it's not going to transform people.
Completely transform people. And
yeah.
I truly believe in the power of transforming people and really helping them get to the next level. But you can't help every single person in the world. So, you know, some people like to be transformed by 30%. Some want to be transformed by 50%, so they get into your level 2 funnel. But then some people want to be transformed 100%, and so they actually get to your last level of your funnel. And that way, not only have they built so much trust with you, so they're actually are more accepting of whatever it is that you provide for and whatever solution that it is that you provide for them, but you're also able to make more money with less people.
Yeah, yeah. And it's so much, we were talking about this before, it's so much easier to make money when you've got a high ticket item. For example,
yeah.
how many ebooks does it take to reach $100,000? I mean, that's a big goal for a lot of people watching this, to make $10,000 a month.
Yeah.
How many ebooks would you have to sell to make $10,000 a month at like $20 or $30? A lot.
See, to be completely honest with you, I would personally just give the ebook for free.
Yeah.
As some.
And then sell something high ticket.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Or
you can offer it as a tripwire or something low cost, just to get people through it. Because a lot of people sell
yeah.
something as a way to get leads, and that's it.
Yeah.
That's the only purpose of it. And then they can sell them their higher ticket stuff. But if you have something that you can sell for $5,000, you have to make 2 sales to make $10,000 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas an ebook, I mean, if I calculate this for, like, let's say the ebook is $27. So $10,000 divided by 27. So you have to sell 370 ebooks to get 10 grand a month. I mean, that's a lot harder than selling two $5,000 programs.
That's really
on the phone.
Because for us, for our company, we really just need to get 125 people in our front end, our first level,
yeah,
to actually make $1 million.
To make $1 million, yeah, because you've got a funnel, and that's so, like Mario wants to be a millionaire by next year, yeah, and I've got the same goal as well. I actually want to have $1 million in money and assets by 25 years old. Yeah. So that's my goal, and your goal is obviously to make $1 or $2 million.
Yeah. Yeah. So by June 1 next year, our projection is actually to make over $2 million.
Yeah, and you can do that because you've got a tightly optimized funnel and you understand the ascension, ascending people to higher levels and higher value. Yeah,
yeah, there are multiple ways of being able to do it. I like to keep it clean, 3 levels, ridiculously free that most people would actually pay for. Decent premium products. And then ridiculously premium product.
Yeah.
Like, I like to keep it just clean so that you really just focus on just getting people into getting free stuff, build trust. And then from there, dude, get them into your premium product.
Yeah.
And then the more success they have in there, the more they're going to want to buy for the next level anyway.
Yeah.
So that's the way I see it. But most, like, other people like to do different ways, and there's nothing wrong with that at all. James Ramco talks about, you know, the chocolate wheel, that membership site until they're ready to go to the next level.
Yeah.
Awesome idea.
That's honestly, I believe a membership site is just honestly the ultimate business model, because totally. You've got, number one, unlike personal one-to-one service,
mm-hmm.
You can have an unlimited amount of people in a membership site. Your work doesn't really increase, and it's recurring. Yep. So if you got, like, it's as simple as this: if you got 1,000 people paying you $29.95 a month, so 1,000 times $29, so that's $30,000 a month, and it doesn't. I mean, you're doing the same amount of work.
Yeah.
Because you're taking value and you're projecting it to multiple people at the same time with the power of the internet.
And then all you need to do is just continually innovate it when you decide to innovate it.
Yeah, yeah. And that's, if you look at a lot of the people that are wealthy, they're, you know, rich and stuff like that, they don't do a lot of personal stuff anymore. They might have started off that way, and like we said earlier in the video, it's a great way to start off doing personal service and stuff like that. But as your business grows, what you need to do is leverage your time. So you create content like you've done with the incubator. So you created those videos, and now clients are going through them at their own pace.
Yep.
You don't have to do anything extra apart from supporting them.
Just to correct you on that, it's a daily thing that they need to do every single day.
Yeah.
So instead of...
But you've created the videos once.
Totally. Yeah. The videos are already created. We just make sure that we guide them through and they're doing the right things with the videos.
Yeah, so that's leveraging your time. Whereas imagine if you had to sit there every day and take them through a lesson.
Yeah.
That would obviously suck up a lot more time. You wouldn't be able to scale.
And the goal is really, if you look at a graph, let's say, for example, this is income over time. You know, income is here and it can continually increases, but in terms of time itself, like, you really should want to try and decrease the amount of time, or you can be constant with the amount of time that you put in the business and actually let your business explode exponentially.
Yep.
Completely up to you, whatever lifestyle you actually want. I know for a fact that I want to change as many people's lives as possible, so, you know, I probably will be working the 60, 70 hours by choice for the next...
Because you're doing what you love.
Years. Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
It doesn't even feel like...
Yeah, and in this industry, a lot of people talk about, well, how do I work less and make more and stuff like that. There's a lot of lazy people in internet marketing, let's just be honest, because that's how they're attracted to the industry, like, because they see ads and sales pages like, I work 30 minutes a day and I make $2 billion in with my magic software, and so they're attracted, that's how they get into the industry. And so there's that thing in their head where it's always like, it's always about how little can I work and how can I suck up as much money from people, and it's like the wrong mindset. Whereas you're doing something you love and you're happy to put in the hours. You
create your lifestyle in that. For example, you know, I love traveling. I absolutely love traveling. So what we've done is we've done our intro nights at different cities, different countries, in fact. And our masterminds for our high end, you know, for our millionaire mentorship program, will be at different countries as well. So you know, lots of 5-day intensives at different countries. One's probably going to be in a private island in Fiji.
That was the first thing I had in my mind. I was about to ask you, is it in Fiji? I don't know. It's just the ultimate place to do it.
Private island in Fiji. Then the next one's probably going to be in Italy or something like that, purely because absolutely. And then I just bookend my travel, you know, because I get bored really easily. So I'll have 2 days of traveling, do the 5 day intensive, then another 2 days of traveling. Yeah. Like, it's part of my lifestyle.
Yeah, and I mean, we can both work probably 1 or 2 hours a day. We've got enough knowledge now. We can work 1 or 2 hours a day and earn a six-figure income. We know what to do. But we don't want to do that because there's more to life than that. There's more to life than
just... There's more people that need help.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, once... And this is what we're going to talk about next, which is personal development.
Yeah.
Once you get into the world of personal development, you kind of see a higher purpose. At the start, it's like, I just want to make some money. But then as you develop, you're like, well, you see a bigger vision and stuff. You can see what you can do in the world.
I'm going to summarize that really quickly in what Tony Robbins calls the six human needs. I believe that there's actually seven.
Okay. Well, you know what? We're going to call Tony Robbins right now.
Yeah, I'm going to call you out, Tony Robbins. The reason why is, I'll explain later, but he talks about the first four is the one that most people actually...
The critical ones.
Which are certainty. So you need to be certain that, you know, there's a roof over your head. You need to be certain that you're able to eat or whatever it is that you need to have certainty with. Then there's variety, purely because, you know, if you just need certainty and you don't need variety, then, you know, everyone's going to be living basic. Like, everyone's just going to be living like a caveman.
Yeah, and he talks about it. He talks about that example where, like, you know, when you want to see a movie and you decide to see the same movie that you've already seen. So it's because you know it's good.
So that's
like
a combination of certainty and uncertainty. Yeah. So, you know, like, you can meet it in that way or you can meet it in an extreme way. Like, for example, for me, I'm certain, like, I needed to be certain that our product is absolutely amazing, but that sense of uncertainty is going out there and meeting new people and finding new people, and that's that variety side of it. Some people just need to fulfill it in a tiny way. So, you know, they're certain that they've seen this movie 3 years ago and they absolutely loved it and they remember those feelings, but they're hoping that they don't remember it well enough for them to still have that sense of variety and be able to live vicariously through the movie,
which
I think is really interesting. So, yeah, there's certainty, there's variety, there's that connection, and there's that sense of significance. Until all those four are filled, and filled it in a way that you actually want it to be filled, you're not going to be able to do the last three. And I think that this is where a lot of the big, you know, entrepreneurs out there, this is why they're taking things to the next level, because they've fulfilled the four human needs, that need of certainty, that need of variety, that need of connection, and that need of significance, and then they take it to the next level. And just by the way, you know, those first four, people usually are happy to live with just the first four fulfilled. In fact, if you can sell a product that can fulfill two of those, it becomes an addiction for some people. Truly does. So,
but you can't be fulfilled just with the first four.
And this is where Anthony calls it the no man's land. Most people live their lives 30%, 40%, 50% fulfillment, and that's good enough for some people. But then there's the entrepreneurs that want to take it to the next level, which is, you know, that need for growth, that need to take things to the next level. This is the reason why six figures, people that earn six figures want to bring themselves to the millions. And then the millionaires want to bring themselves to multiple millions and then to billions.
If you're not got, I mean, Jim Rohn, which we both love his stuff. He's got that quote where he says, you know, if you're not growing, like if you're not getting better, you're getting worse.
Yeah. If you're not growing, you're dying.
Yeah, yeah. Jim Rohn, isn't he just awesome? I watch that guy stuff for hours on end.
So, like, such a great teacher.
Yeah. Absolutely. And nothing he says, like, have you learnt something from what he said? Like, everything he talks about is so simple, but it just, the way, there's no real new information in the world. It's just like, you need to hear it in the right way at the right time.
He talks about that. There are no new fundamentals.
Yeah.
Someone telling you that there is no new, that tells you that there's a new fundamental is like telling you that I'm creating new antiques.
Yeah.
It just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So beware of anyone telling you that there's a new fundamental.
Yeah. Unless you're coming out with a new invention or something like that, which our audience is probably not interested in that.
Yeah, so that need for growth and that need for contribution, you know, for us, for winning international in the next 10 years, we've got a bold goal of being able to raise $1 billion for charity. And that's what's awesome, because if you put that in perspective, right, if, like, why would I be afraid of trying to sell a $4,000 product when my goal is to make $1 billion for charity?
Puts it into perspective.
You know, it puts it into perspective, and that's what really fuels me. And then for us, and you'll see this on our website, the seventh is actually passion. Passion/love, however way you want to look at it, because at the end of the day, every single human being want love. They really do.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we're all... No one will admit it. Right, but that's like what we all want, really. Yeah. People want to make more money so that they people can, like, you know, look up to them and, yeah. and they can, you know, like be respected and stuff like that. So we all just want to feel love.
Yeah.
And that's what is at the core of it.
I believe that it's at the core of it.
Yeah.
Once you've met everything else, then that's when you're really ready to accept, you know, love, real love. You know, not just in the physical sense, but really just
yeah.
in every single sense.
Yeah, Mario, I think you just made someone cry. So I think, hell, we've been talking for a while now. We could talk for hours, but the last thing that I kind of wanted to talk about is the reason why someone's not getting results is really belief. So we're both pretty big on personal development and stuff like that. So the only reason why someone doesn't take action, why they don't, like they're not getting to their goal right now, is because they don't believe at a deep level that they can do it. And so if you just want to talk about like the importance of personal development and why doing it daily, like reading from people who have, like Jim Rohn said, all the knowledge, that's everything that you ever want is inside of a book. And the importance of just soaking your mind. Or remember your site, modern day. But why it's important to soak up your mind with like books, audios, videos, and always be putting that information into your head on a daily basis.
Do you want the long version or the short version?
Just the short version. Okay. I mean, we've been talking for a while. Wrap this
short
up.
Version is this. I just need you guys to understand that there are really three steps to success, and this is the upward spiral or the downward spiral. If your belief levels are low, you're not going to take action, and therefore your results are going to be low. And when your belief is low, actions are low, and you obviously your results are going to be low, that's when you start getting into a downward spiral. Like I knew it, I wasn't going to get the results that I wanted anyway, so I'm going to take less action, which means less results.
Yeah, and I just want to add something to that, because this is interesting. I can't remember who I was talking to this with, but like imagine I told you that if you do something, I'm going to give you $1 million, but you have to work 24 hours, the most like disgusting work that you've ever done. You're just going to have to be standing up all day, carrying like 200 kilos on your back, 24 hours straight. But if you do it, you're guaranteed to get $1 million. Would you do it?
No.
If you're guaranteed to get $1 million,
make $1 million,
like tomorrow.
Oh man, this is a tough question.
Oh, because man.
I can make most people.
If you're poor,
say yes, right?
Yeah. if you didn't,
if I didn't know what I knew now, yes.
Okay, so you definitely guaranteed to make $1 million if you do 24 hours worth of whatever it is.
Yep.
Obviously, most people would be happy to do that, and they take action straight away. Yeah, they wouldn't think about it because they know that they're guaranteed, so they believe that they're going to get it.
Yeah.
So you would do whatever it takes at that point. So the reason why most people don't take action is because they don't believe that it's actually going to happen. There's that little thing in their head where it's like, oh, well, maybe it's not going to work. Maybe I'm going to do it and it's
and
not going
to. Most of the time, they don't know the end result, so they don't know what to actually.
They don't even know what they're striving for. Yeah. Like I remember Frank Kern. He's got this some video where he's like, if Osama bin Laden had a gun to like a family member's head or something like that, and he said, go put up a website within 24 hours or something, would you figure out how to do it? You'd do it, you know what I mean? You'd go, you wouldn't like, you know, browse around and read three books. You just go like figure out how to do it and do it. And so it's really just the belief and the motivation to like getting a good why.
Absolutely. And in order for you to do that, that's where you really bring in personal development.
Yeah.
Because when you were young, it doesn't mean that you've been taught the right way, but you at this age right
the
now,
unconscious.
If you're watching this, you're probably old enough for you to make your own decisions. Which means that you're old enough for you to be able to restructure your belief system.
This is going on YouTube as well, so there might be some 13-year-olds and stuff like that.
13-year-olds, get onto Tony Robbins right now. but the great thing about it is that as adults, we now have the ability to be able to reframe what we've learned and then shift that and take it to the next level and shift the paradigm. That's a whole new talk. Like, I could go on for days talking about how to shift your paradigm, but at the end of the day, just to put simply, whatever your belief systems, you can completely shift that by developing yourself through personal development. Invest in personal development courses, guys. Don't just watch videos, don't just read books, but seriously invest in personal development. As I said earlier, I've invested about $50,000 somewhere along those lines, at least $50,000 on personal development courses, and that the return on that is us as a company being able to hit the $2 million mark by next year. I would not have been able to do what I do now if I had the same skill set as I did, you know, 5 years ago.
Yeah. And like for people watching, they're probably like in our modern society right now, obviously people are always watching news. We're absorbing information from like family and stuff like that. And like I was talking to a friend yesterday and she said that she wants to be an entrepreneur, and she tells people that and they're like, well, like, what are you talking about? Like, aren't you going to get a job? You know, she's kind of young, and people just doubt her all the time about being an entrepreneur and stuff like
and
that.
And so
all the information around you, all the people, the news, like just everywhere is doubters, people that like just don't have the same mindset as you. And so we're in like a little 1% little club, and that's why we need to get that the right information into our head by listening to people who have succeeded, and kind of shutting off that news and stuff like that.
Proximity is power. Whoever's part of your environment, regardless of whether or not they are right in front of you, because I mean, if you listen and you watch to the videos every single day, they are, you know, pretty much part of your environment. If you create your environment and it's a positive environment, you're going to get positive results.
Yeah.
Seriously, that's where it needs to be. So for me, I listen on my way to work in the morning.
Yeah.
On my way to my office.
Mario's got a 1.5 hour commute every morning.
Because of traffic.
Yeah. Well, that's a good time to get in your personal
and
development.
That's exactly what I do. So I do my 1/2 hour of just like power anchor songs to really put me into the best state possible. And the really cool thing about it is when you drive, you're actually in trance, meaning that anything that you learn goes straight into your subconscious mind.
Yeah.
So 1/2 hour of awesome songs just to wake me up in the morning, and then a full hour of personal development that goes not only in my conscious mind but in a subconscious mind. And then on my way back home, I listen to personal development as well.
And that's important, because a lot of people, they believe something on a surface level, deep inside their unconscious mind, that's where they've got the limiting beliefs. Like they, if you ask them, they're like, well, yeah, I believe I can make $10,000 a month with my internet business, but there's something deep inside where it's like, what if this fails? You know, they've got all the limiting beliefs. And so that's where unconscious programming is important, where listening to audio when you're driving, when, you know, when you're meditating and stuff like that, to really, and there's a lot of stuff that you can do to change your unconscious beliefs. That's like outside of the scope of this video. But so what is a daily ritual for someone on a personal development side of things that someone can do every single day to just start to get into the habit of, that's going to help them?
To me, I just believe in just find a book. Like, what's the current problem that you've got? You know, if it's mindset with sales, or if it's mindset with, like, you know, success or anything like that. There are a billion books out there. Well, not a billion, but probably, actually.
Yeah. But like, for example, at the moment, I've been kind of bad with this, but I'm trying to read for at least 1/2 hour a day.
Yeah.
So on a daily basis, my routine from now on is like, you know, 1/2 hour of reading, meditation for like 15, 20 minutes. I just listen to a binaural audio. And then I watch videos on a daily basis from people who have the same mindset anyway. And working out is also a ritual while I'm working out, and listening to audio. So I got reading, I got audio, and then watching videos of successful people and stuff. So that's like my daily kind of ritual.
You should put at least an hour a day of that. Like, start off with that. Start off with who you actually resonate with the most, because not everyone resonates with, you know, Tony Robbins. Not everyone resonates with Grant Cardone or Jim Rohn or whoever it is. But whoever you resonate with the most, and then just continually fulfill that want, that need of growth. So for me, like, as I said, trumping. So I started off with, you know, ET as an example. Then I was like, cool, all right, now everything sounds the same. Now that everything sounds the same, who else could be better?
Yeah.
Now I'm actually learning from the best of the best that talks about, you know, The Secret. Have you seen The Secret?
Yeah, the movie, yeah. I really didn't like that, to be honest. I mean, it felt good watching it, but I was like, this is ridiculous,
But now I'm actually learning from the best of the best that actually talks about manifestation at a cellular level.
That's a whole nother world.
That's a whole new realm. But you know, like, that's how I got to. But it all started with a six CD case of Tony Robbins.
Yeah, you know what's one of my favorite programs is Personal Power 2. Have you heard that one? Personal Power 2.
I've heard so many.
Yeah, if you don't have it, I'll give it to you. But that's a great start. So to wrap it up, reading every day.
Read or listen every day, depends on which one you...
Which one, if you're in the car or whatever. So reading, if you got time, probably both.
Yeah.
And then model success, take action.
That's it.
Choose a target market, get some traffic, build your list.
Absolutely.
And anyone can do this. I mean, we're living in like the internet age where any 13-year-old can, from his bedroom, start a $1 million business.
Yeah, absolutely. No, seriously, if someone can put up a video of an apple and an orange that's talking on YouTube and they can make a crap ton of money from that,
yeah,
it means that you can do whatever it takes.
Like, and it's like, have you seen those girls that do makeup videos? They're like making like $500,000. They just sit there with the camera like on their face. They make makeup. Like they just show people how they do their makeup. And they make like $500,000 a year and stuff like the best of them anyway. And they got like millions and millions and millions of subscribers on YouTube.
That's crazy.
Just from YouTube revenue.
How much is Jenna Marbles making?
Oh, I've heard of her. I just found out about her like the other day.
She's making like $7 million a year.
Oh, no way. I would not be surprised. The report that I read, I think this is like a couple of years old, but it said like 300, I think it was like 350,000 a year or something like that.
I swear she was a millionaire.
Oh man, I don't know what's happened now, but that's, if that's true, then that's ridiculous.
Regardless, people are making multiple six figures on videos.
YouTube. I mean, yeah, that's just insane.
So it means that you, if you're watching this and you haven't taken action,
and they've probably got a lot more skills than Jenna Marbles.
That you probably do. I wouldn't be surprised. But yeah, dude, just to wrap it up, you know, develop yourself. You know, develop your mind. Develop your skills. Take massive action, because if you take a crap load of action, it means that you're not going to fail. It means that you just, if you do fail, you learn again and again and again.
If you find something mentors, enough times, you're going to find the variation that works.
Totally. So take action, then find mentors that will help you, you know, do, just take yourself to the next level for whatever business that you actually want to get into, and then take even more action and continually grow. That's how I would summarize a conversation
today. Yeah, and mentorship is, like, in my opinion, I mean, I didn't succeed until I got a mentor, even though he was, like, the terrible... I was talking before, he was, like, a terrible coach.
But just the fact that
I had that accountability, I knew I was going to have to talk to him every week, and so I had to get my stuff done.
Yeah.
Even though I didn't learn a single thing from him, even though he was a terrible coach, even then, it still helped me succeed. So imagine when you actually have a good coach, like your company or mine, where people can just, like, find someone who's already gotten the result, and then they can just model exactly what we've done to create multiple six figures. We've both made multiple six figures now, and they can just model that every single week and get results, because that literally cuts down your learning curve, and your results by 10 times.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, cool.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah, sweet. So let's wrap up this video. I hope you guys enjoyed this random raw chat. Maybe she'd call it raw talk or something raw like talk. That. Raw talk. You like that one?
Yeah, love it.
All right, cool. All right, guys. We'll see you next time.
See ya.